As soon as I stepped from the station, clutching my bag and huddling in my cloak, I felt the hairs rising on my neck. There was something in the air, and I've sensed it too often to be mistaken. I'd felt it in Kabul the night before the residency fell. I was to know it again at Lucknow, and half a dozen other places. A hushed quiet that hangs over a place that is waiting for a blow to fall. You sense it in a siege, or before the approach of a conquering army. Folk hurry by with soft footsteps and talk in low voices, and there's an emptiness about the streets. The life and bustle die, and the whole world seems to be listening, but nobody knows what for. Munich was expectant and fearful, waiting for the whirlwind that was to rise within itself. It was a dim, chilly evening, with only a little wind, but shops and houses were shuttered as against an impending storm. I found a little beer shop and spent the last of my coppers on a stein and a piece of sausage. As I munched and drank, I glanced over a newspaper that someone had left on the table. There'd been student rioting, apparently, over the closure of the university, and troops had been called out. There had been some sharp clashes, several people had been wounded, property had been destroyed, and the houses of prominent people had been virtually besieged. The paper, as I recall, didn't think much of all this, but it seemed to be on the students' side, which was odd. There were a few hints of criticism of King Ludwig, which was odder still, journalists being what they are, and knowing which side their bread is buttered. At all events, they didn't see a quick end to the general discontent, unless the authorities heeded the voice of popular alarm and purged the state of those poisons which had for all too long eaten into the very heart of the nation. Whatever that meant. All in all, it looked as though Munich was going to be a warm town and no place for me, and I was just finishing my sausage and speculating on how the devil to get away, when a tremendous commotion broke out down the street. There was a crash of breaking glass, and the voice of popular alarm was raised with a vengeance. Everyone in the shop jumped to his feet, and the little landlord began roaring for his assistance to get the shutters up and bar the door. There was a rising chorus of cheering out in the dark, the thunder of a rushing crowd, the shop window was shattered, and almost before I had time to get under the table with my bag, there was a battle royal in progress in the street. Amidst the din of shouts and cheers and cracking timber, to say nothing of the babble in the shop itself, I grabbed my bag and was making for the back entrance, but a stout old chap with grey whiskers seized hold of me, bellowing to make himself heard. "Don't go out!" he roared. "Here we are safe! They will cut you to pieces out there!" Well, he knew what he was talking about, as I realized when the sound of the struggle had passed by and we took a cautious peep out. The street looked as though a storm had swept through it. There wasn't a whole window or shutter left. Half a dozen bodies, dead or unconscious, were lying on the road, and the pavement was a litter of brickbats, clubs, and broken glass. 100 yards down the street, a handcart was being thrown on to an improvised bonfire. There were perhaps a score of fellows dancing round it, and then suddenly there were cries of alarm, and they broke and ran. Round the corner behind came a solid mob of youths, rushing in pursuit with their vanguard carrying a banner and howling their heads off. Some carried torches, and I had a glimpse of red caps as they bore down, chanting, "Alemania! Alemania!" More than that I didn't see, for we all ducked back inside again, and then they had stormed past like a charge of heavy cavalry, the sound of their chanting dying into the distance, and the occasional smashing of glass and crash of missiles grew fainter and fainter. The old chap with whiskers was swearing fearfully beside me. "Alemania, scum! Young hounds of hell! Why don't the soldiers sabre them down? Why are they not crushed without mercy?" I remarked that crushing them was probably easier said than done from what I'd seen, and asked who they were. He turned pop-eyes on me. "Where have you been, sir? The Alemania? I thought everyone knew there was a hired mob of that she-devil Montez, who is sent to trouble the world, and Munich in particular." And he called her several unpleasant names.